and 1 a.m. Hearing nothing further, Mrs. Cott went to sleep. About 3/4 of a mile directly south and downhill from 10,050 Cielo Drive, Tim Ireland was one of 5 counselors supervising an overnight campout for some 35 children at the Westlake School for Girls. The other counselors had gone to sleep, but Ireland had volunteered to stay up through the night. At approximately 12:40 a.m., he heard from what seemed a long distance away to the north or northeast a solitary male voice. The man was screaming, "Oh God, no, please don't. Oh God, no, don't. The scream lasted 10 to 15 seconds, then stopped. The abrupt silence, almost as chilling as the cry itself. Ireland quickly checked the camp, but all the children were asleep. He awoke his supervisor, Rich Sparks, who had bedded down inside the school, and telling him what he had heard, got his permission to drive around the area to see if anyone needed help. Ireland took a circuitous route from North Faring Road, where the school was located, south on Benedict Canyon Road to Sunset Boulevard, west to Beverly Glen, and northward back to the school. He observed nothing unusual, though he did hear a number of dogs barking. There were other sounds in the hours before dawn that Saturday.